This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Union Cabinet has approved two projects of Ministry of Railways with total cost of 6,405 crore rupees. These projects include Koderma, Barkakana doubling and Ballari, Chikjajur doubling rail line. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that Koderma Barkakana doubling project of 133 kilometers will provide enhanced connectivity to 938 villages and 15 lakh population. He said the projects will connect four districts in Jharkhand, Koderma, Chatra Hazaribagh and Ramghar. Mr. Vaishnaw informed that the project section will pass through a major coal producing area of Jharkhand.
Project hai Ballari Chikjajur, ye Andhra Pradesh aur primarily Karnataka mein ye project hai, bahut lamba project hai, 185 kilometers ki doubling hai ye, 3342 crore rupees ka project hai. Southwestern area mein Mangalore port is the most important port. It will basically connect the hinterland efficiently with the Mangalore port. Ballari Chikjajur, this means lot of traffic which comes from parts of Andhra all the way up to Secunderabad, Hyderabad, wahan se ek west coast pe port ko connectivity milegi. Secunderabad, Hyderabad vagera area ke liye keval ek Krishnapatnam port available tha abhi tak. Is line ke pura hone se Mangalore port bhi available ho jayega.
India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation in the transport infrastructure sector. Over 20,000 kilometers of highways were constructed to develop economic corridors and reduce logistics cost under Bharat Mala Pariyojana. 44 ministries and 36 states and union territories integrated on a GIS-based digital platform for unified infrastructure development under the Prime Minister Gati Shakti National Master Plan. About 88 airports were activated under the Ure Desh Ka Aam Nagrik Uran scheme. 23 cities are linked with metro rail connectivity. About 277 port-linked projects were completed under Sagar Mala program. The Statue of Unity, Chenab Railway Bridge and Atal Tunnel stand tall as symbols of India's engineering marvels. These milestones are driving productivity, improving connectivity and laying the foundation for a Viksit Bharat by 2047. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that India's push for next-generation infrastructure is powered by sustainability and long-term vision. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said it is laying the foundations of a self-reliant India. The Prime Minister said it has been 11 years of infra revolution with outstanding infrastructure being added that has enhanced India's growth trajectory. He said, from railways to highways, ports to airports, India's rapidly expanding infrastructure network is boosting ease of living and enhancing prosperity. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Narendra Modi government has rebuilt Bharat by presenting the nation with one engineering marvel after another in 11 years of the infrastructure revolution. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said the newly built state-of-the-art infrastructure projects have strengthened the unity of the nation by bringing the people closer and enabling the voluminous flow of trade and commerce at a speed never seen before. India's listed companies have added nearly $1 trillion in market capitalization since early March 2025, driven by a sustained rally following a five-month correction between October 2024 and February 2025. In percentage terms, the market caps has surged by over 21%, the highest increase among the world's top 10 equity markets. India is currently the fifth largest market globally after the US, China, Japan, and Hong Kong. India's social security coverage has increased from 19% in 2015 to 64.3% in 2025. According to the latest data from the International Labour Organization, the coverage reflects 45% point surge over the past decade. Recognizing these efforts, international labor organization acknowledged India's achievement and officially published on its dashboard that over 94 crore people are now covered under at least one social protection benefit. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.